Okay, we're going to go start the Mishnah on the bottom of Lamed Vav Amud Bet. Here the Mishnah says, Kol mitzvah shitluya ba'aretz, ein noheget ela ba'aretz. Any mitzvah, which we have to say tluya, whatever tluya means, the Gemara is going to discuss. Right, then it's ein noheget ela ba'aretz, then it's only shayach or relevant in Eretz Yisrael. V'she'ein tluya ba'aretz, something that is not quote unquote, tluya ba'aretz, noheget ben ba'aretz, ben b'chutz ba'aretz, is relevant whether it's in Eretz Yisrael or whether it's outside of Eretz Yisrael. Chutz, exceptions to these rules are ha'orla v'kil'ayim. The orla kil'ayim, despite the fact that they are quote unquote tluya ba'aretz, nevertheless they have application outside of Eretz Yisrael. Lazar mer af ha'chadash. Even chadash, even though it seems to be tluya ba'aretz, right, or it's not clear actually from the Gemara whether Rabbi Elazar's meaning af chadash is modifying the second statement of chutz, and that just like orlo and kilayim, right, are exceptions to the rule, and they apply both in Eretz Yisrael and outside of Israel, so too chadash will apply in Eretz Yisrael and outside of Eretz Yisrael, or when Rabbi Elazar meir af chadash means he's going back to the first statement of kol mitzvot tluya ba'aretz in Eretz Yisrael, but they only apply in Eretz Yisrael, and he's going to say the same thing by chadash. So let's just read a couple lines into the Gemara, and then we'll discuss a very, very important Tosfos over here. My tluya, my shein tluya. When the Mishnah says tluya and hein tluya, what does it mean? Ilei matzluya dichtiva bia. Something, what does tluya ba'aretz mean? Things that in the Torah say, vayaki tavo el aretz, vayaki aviu, right? The bibalachem el aretz. Meaning that there's a requirement getting to Eretz Yisrael. That's what tluya ba'aretz means, because the Torah gives a trigger that says this mitzvah only starts once you reach Eretz Yisrael. So if that's what you think, and when it says tluya ba'aretz, it means that there was no bia written by it, meaning that there's no requirement of getting to Eretz Yisrael to have a mitzvah. That can't be. Bahari tefillin. Upetra chamor. Dichtiv ben biya. Right? Because in the, parsha of Kadesh Liyu Kobachor, where we have the Vayaki Yavoel Aretz with regards to tefillin. And petra chamor. Dichtiv ben biya. The Noagim ben baretz, ben bachutz baretz. And they are applicable or relevant both in Eretz Yisrael and outside of Eretz Yisrael. So that's interesting. How do we know that they are relevant outside of Eretz Yisrael? I mean, why is the Gemara so sure that tefillin and petach chamor are relevant outside of Eretz Yisrael? So it's a very interesting Rashi over here. Says, Benoagim ben ba'aretz ben machutz ba'aretz. If you see the Rashi, it's in the narrow lines. It's the second Rashi in the narrow lines. It's in Ogim Eretz. Fill in, Ashkechan become a duchdin. We find in a number of places, the Rabbanon Amurai de Bavel. And the Rabbanon of the Amoraim of Bavel, the Manchait Filin, that they put on Filin. So it must be that there's a mitzvah of Filin outside of Eretz Yisrael because the Amoraim were wearing Filin in Bavel. So this can't be the explanation of our Mishnah. And, maybe, as Tosus asks, well, okay, let us say that, well, that tefillin, you're right. There is no mitzvah. How do we know why they were performing the mitzvah tefillin outside of Eretz Yisrael? Oh, exactly, Tosus asks, Tim Tomer, Tim with their abonon abavde. Maybe they were only doing it, me, their abonon. Right, very good. The Rashi quotes in the Chumash says you have to keep practicing the mitzvot so that when you get back there to Israel, things will be. And so Tosfos says, he says that nevertheless, it's still a good question, even if they didn't meet the Rabbanon, right? Because then the Mishnah should at least enumerate chutz mitzvilin and peter chamor. Meaning that in our Mishnah, with exceptions of Orla and Kilayim, right, those are performed in Eretz Yisrael and Chutz La'aretz, but they are only performed in Chutz La'aretz midrabban. For instance, Orla, as opposed to Orla, is performed Halakha L'Moshe Sinai by Chutz La'aretz, but Kilayim is only midrabban in Chutz La'aretz. Nevertheless, it's what it's mentioned in our Mishnah. So that's the case. Tefillin should also have been mentioned in our mitzvah. In our Mishnah. Now, what is the Gemara? The Gemara says that can't be the explanation. Ella, Amar Rabbi Yehuda Kamar, Kol mitzvah shehi chuvat haguf. Any mitzvah that is a chuvat haguf, which means that it's not tluya mitzvah, means it's not mutelat ala karka, actually it's not, it has nothing to do with the land, bal gidulav, or that which grows on the land, ella gufo shel adam, on the person themselves. And examples he gives are Shabbat, Tefillin, Avodah Zarah, Petach Chamor, Mila, Arayot, all these items, noeged ben baretz ben bechutz laretz, apply both in Eretz Yisrael and side of Eretz Yisrael. Chobat hakarka, what's a chobat hakarka? That is either mutelet ala karka, something to do with the land itself, o gidulav, or that which grows on the land, eino noeged ela baretz. Right, that is only relevant inside of Eretz Yisrael. It's only practiced inside of Eretz Yisrael. Gemara says, "Menahan emili." How do you know that's true? It says the Tana Rabbana, "Elo achukim," because it says in the pasuk, "Elo achukim." What is the chukim referring to? "Elo hamidrashot." Right, these are the midrashim, or the interpretations. "Vehamishpatim," "Elo hadinim." These are the laws. "Asher tishmirun," what does it mean that you shall keep? "Zu mishnah," what does it mean mishnah? Why is you keep? It. What does it have to do with Mishnah? So Rashi says, because Mishnah may be amidi de maaseh. You know, if you understand what, you know, the halachot are with the Mishnah, you'll know what to do. Lasot zu maaseh. These are the actions or the mitzvot that a person does. Ba'aretz. Right, that would be an Eretz Yisrael. So he says, Yachol kol ha-mitzvot kulan lo yuhinogim el ha-baretz. Sounds like this, that pasuk that only within Eretz Yisrael, ba'aretz, is modifying the pasuk, and therefore everything only applies inside of Eretz Yisrael. Tolom alomar kol ha-yamim asher etem chayim al adama. Right, all the days that you live on the earth. So that shouldn't be matter. Wherever you're living, doesn't matter, right, where you're living. Yikol ha-yamim yachol yinogim ben baretz ben mechutz la-aretz. So I would have thought, well, if you have Kol Yamim is modifying everything, that means that all mitzvot would apply both in Eretz Yisrael and not Eretz Yisrael. Tamar lomar baretz. Achar shariba katuv umiyet. Right, so now we have one ribuy that says it applies everywhere. We have a second mute, that says only applies in Eretz Yisrael. Say lomad, mimash omor binyan. Let us learn from that which is found in the context of that sugya. Abeit abdun et kol makom ho kasher abdu sham. Right, so there the pasuk is talking about avodah zara. There is a requirement to abeit abdun et kol makom asher abdu sham. Ma'avar et kachoyim yuchadet shehi chuvat haguf. That is what? A chuvat haguf. That's something that is not relevant to the karka. Noeget bim ba'aretz bim lechut sarj. Af koshi chuvat haguf. Noeget so the Abeda Ta'abdun, right, will be the modification of Kol Yamim Asher Etem Chayim Al Adama. Talking about there, it's talking about when they come to Israel. Right, but the way the Gemara is learning it now is, but that is relevant, Kol Yamim Asher Etem Chayim Al Adama. So that's modifying Avodah Zarah. That even, it doesn't, over there it uses the term Adama, not Haaretz, so it sounds like anywhere that there is a Avodah Zarah, it will be, right? It will be relevant.
Is it Kol Makom?
Definitely. The definite purpose of Kol Makom is when they come to Eretz Yisrael, this is the requirement. But then the pasuk also says, Kol Yamim Asher Etem Chayim Al Adama, which implies that even after you're not in Eretz Yisrael, there will be a requirement to remove Avodah Zarah. There's a requirement to remove Avodah Zarah. That's a Chovat Aguf, and Zoege B'Chutz Haaretz, so that will be modified by Kol Yamim, and Haaretz will modify things that are not Chovat Aguf, which are only Chovat HaKarka. So that's the way to read the Mishnah in the end, is that Kol Shemitzot Tzluot Baretz means anything that's relevant to the land or its produce will be subjected to, right, or only relevant in Eretz Yisrael, and anything that is Chovat HaKuf, which applies to the person themselves, will be relevant both in the Chutz Laaretz and in Eretz Yisrael. It's a very, very important Tosfos down on the previous Amud. Alright, so this Tosfos has a number of items in it. I'll point out to them, the Tosfos' question, which triggers the whole situation, is, what about, for instance, Challah? Right, the Yerushalmi asks, why doesn't our Mishnah deal with Challah? Challah applies both inside of Eretz Yisrael and in Chutz Laaretz, and yet it's not mentioned. The Mishnah is an exception, right? I mean, even though it's Tluyot Baaretz, nevertheless, it's not mentioned as an exception in the Mishnah, like Orlap and Kila'ayim. So, the Tosfos answers up. He gives one answer. First thing he says is that our Mishnah is only dealing with Dvarim Anoigim, but the Israel Upe Ube Kochavim. It's only dealing with things that are Shayak, right, both to Jews and to non-Jews. So just like Kilayim and Orla are Shayak both to Jews and non-Jews, meaning Orla will apply to a non-Jewish plant or a tree that's growing. You can't eat Orla from a non-Jewish tree. But Challah is only relevant to a Isat, right, Israel. There's no such thing as Isat Kovei Kochavim. So now that's his first question. That's what he answers. Then he asks, what about Trumot u Ma'asrot? Right? That's it. What about Trumot and Ma'asrot? How come those aren't mentioned in the Mishnah? Because they are Shayach, right? By Chutz Laretz. You can say, wait, the only Shayach of Chutz Laretz Midrabanan. Right? We said, but Chal is also only Shayach of Chutz Laretz Midrabanan. And again, that's only something that is, right, that is something that's relevant to all produce. So then, why don't we mention, why doesn't the Yushalmi ask the question about Trumos and Maestros? Why does the Yushalmi only ask the question about Challah and not about Trumos and Maestros? And he says, the Tosfos answers out two things which are extremely important. One is, he says, how come, why does the Gemara ask about Challah? So listen to this line in Tosfos. This is why they ask about Challah. The Midr Abanan, they said Challah would be given in every place. Trumot the Masrot, there's no din der abonah to bring Trumot Maestros from places far away from Eretz Yisrael. So in Europe and in America, we don't bring Trumot the Masrot. Dafka ayerotas mukot laretz. Only places that are approximate to Eretz Yisrael was a requirement be der abonah to bring Trumot the Maestros. V'hainu time at the gazwila chalamalam b'chol makom, tfei mi truma maser. So if that's the case, why do they establish a din der abonah that we give chala even in Europe, in America, in Asia? How come we give chala in these places? L'fish chala domer yoter l'chovat haguf. That chala is more like a din of chovas haguf. Because what generates the chiyuv of chala is the kneading of the dough. Right? It's not the produce of the land. It has not... Nothing to do with where the produce comes from necessarily, but it has to do with where the dough is kneaded. Based on this Tosfos, it would seem that if you imported flour from Chutz La'aretz and you made it, kneaded it in Eretz Yisrael, that would have been a din, right? That would be chavah de'oraisa, because the chovah is not to do with where the produce or the source of the produce, it has to do with where you are when you knead the dough. And because of that, right, possible, but that's what Tosfos' suggestion is, that it's more because of that, it's more like chovat aguf than a chovat hakarko. Now this is interesting because there's a Reb Chaim who asks on the Rambam. The Rambam is of the belief that when it comes to challah, when they came into Eretz Yisrael, kitcher rishon, kitcher l'shaitu, kitcher l'atid labo. But once challah started in Eretz Yisrael, the chiyuv and the kedusha d'aretz established challah from then onward. Whereas by Trumot the Matzrot, the Rambam believed that only the kedusha shnia, kitcher l'shaitu, the kitcher l'atid labo. So the Reb Chaim asked about the inconsistency in the Rambam. How come the Rambam is inconsistent, right, between challah and Trumos Maestros? How come for challah it's the first kedusha went, and for the Trumos Maestros, right, it was only the second kedusha? So the Reb Chaim answers a similar answer to what we have here. That challah and Trumos Maestros are different. Trumos Maestros is really what's a chovat hakarka, right? And a chovat hakarka means that something that needs a kedusha saharit, that's the kedusha shnia. As opposed to challah, right, which requires a biyat haaretz, getting to the land, but once you're in the land of Eretz Yisrael, it's more like a chovas aguf than a chovas hakarka. So once they entered Eretz Yisrael after the first time, the chovah of challah persists, even though the kedusha haaretz might have dissipated. Meaning because of that chovas aguf that was triggered by the original kedusha, that will allow the challah to remain in place. So very similar to what Tosfos proposes over here, the Chaim uses to interrupt that stira in the Rambam. Right now, it's by challah that the chiyuv itself, right, is only generated by the kneading, and it's irrespective of the produce. You know, if you bought flour from a non-Jew, if you brought it in from Chutz La'aretz, that would still trigger a chiyuv, which would not be true of Merucha Kri of non-Jewish produce. Right, the second thing Tosfos says, which is another unbelievable thing, he says that why today that we do not give Trumos Maestros? Right, so the Yerushalmi says, because Rabbeinu was saying Mafreshim Shumah Maaser Shabuah Rubim Ubitlum. So he says, what does that Bitlum mean? Why do they stop giving Trumos Maestros in Chutz La'aretz? So he says, look at this Tosfos, unbelievable. Yesh Litzan Tam Vikach Badlut Trumos Maaser Lefishach Shab Chutz La'aretz Ina Karkaot Shelanu. The land in Eretz Yisrael doesn't belong to us anymore. There are given, the king really owns all the land. How do I know that? But I don't know the Maskel Melech, because we have to pay, right, the taxes to the king. Whoever pays the taxes is able to keep the land. If you don't pay taxes, then the land reverts back to the king, right? And whoever is willing to take over that tax payment will actually get title to the land. In came Inlaham Din Karka, Lafish Tumatsu Maestros. They don't have a din of karka anymore because it's not your land. You are living on the king's land. Question is, why is it the king's land? Is it the king's land because he can take it away and it really belongs to him, or is it the king's land because you're paying taxes? Meaning that when we pay in Western countries, when you pay property taxes, right, is that enough to mean that it belongs to the government and not to you? Or does the property really belong to you, but you have to, because of that, now you have an obligation of property taxes? It's a question according to the Tosfos. So he says, well, what about Eretz Yisrael? In Eretz Yisrael, they're also Meshuvah Dod Lamelech, right? In definitely medieval times, and today, modern Israel, where the government owns 97% of the land of Israel, question what that status of that government is, right? How come Eretz Yisrael are Mapish Trumos and Maestros? How come Eretz Yisrael are Mapish Trumos and Maestros and we don't own the land? That's a run, right, very good. That's a run in the Dorim, that every Jew owns a piece of the land and nobody else can own it. The other possibility, which is those stances over here, Yishlomar, Dein Kinyan, Lovich, Chovim, Berk, Silv, Giyami, Dein Maser. They hold like the one who holds that the Goy does not have the ability to remove the Kinyan and Trumos and Maestros.
If it's a Jew.
But, I don't know, if it's a Jew that owns the land.
Yeah.
What do you mean that owns?
And I just saw today.
Right.
I mean, if you say that there's a fact that they pay taxes.
Right. I'm saying, that's what I said. The Israeli government. I don't know what the status of the Israeli government is that we have to pay taxes. The Israeli government here has nothing to do with taxes. They own the land. You lease the land here. Your house is on leased land from the government. And so it's really not your land. Have to forget about taxes. It's not your land because you're leasing the land. Right. So that was two big chidushim in Tosfos here. One chidush is that Chalva has more like a kovas a guf than a kovas a karka. Second big chidush of the Tosfos is that the reason we don't give trumos to maestros in chutzlaritz has to do with this idea that we no longer own the land in chutzlaritz, but otherwise there would have been a reason to give trumos to maestros in chutzlaritz.
How do we know that when you don't own the land, you don't give trumos to maestros?
Because a guy doesn't give trumos and maestros from his land. Meaning that if it's a guy's land, then he doesn't give. If you have a guy in chutzlaritz, he's not going to give trumos and maestros. So it's the king's land, and you're basically planting his land. He gets a percentage of it, and you keep the rest, right?
And in Israel is the Jewish government.
Right, that's a possibility, right? If the question Tosfos says you can have the Ran, which I think Shaul mentioned, the Ran says that then nobody can own the land in Eretz Yisrael because it belongs to every Jew, and therefore nobody can take away that ownership from you. But according to the way Tosfos is learning, right, the question today about the Israeli government owning land will be a question. And, right, there's another two things in Tosfos that are important. One is about being Mavriach, which is when you take a stem of a tree and you pull it through from the old trees. And here the Tosfos says that it's Mamashim. Right, Mavrich, thank you. Mavrich, but from the word Berach. You put a knee, you stick it through the ground, you pull it out the other side. And Rabbeinu Shimshon wanted to know, or the Tosfos wants to know, that it's, we're Nanim Mikramim Shogit Chavim Mavrichim Otam Choshana. That we use these branches, they put through the ground, right? And if a Jew does that, it becomes Orla. How come by a non-Jew, how come we don't worry about Orla, even though in the Chutzlaritz, how come we don't want an Orla from a Ovid Kachavim? So Tosfos says that Rav Shimshon went out and asked the agronomists or the farmers, and he found out that the new stem is still being yonaked from the old area. Because it's being yonaked from the old area, that it's really not a new tree, and therefore it's not a restart for Orla, and that's how we're able to eat from these trees in Chutzlaritz. And the last thing Tosfos says is that near the Chadash Noeg Bizman Hazeh. The Chadash is relevant. Bizman Hazeh, and therefore the kachish of the hair shem adam yedeva vadaisha serim nizruach chars manakrato omer. Then you have to be noeg chadash even in chutzlaritz. But what misafek we won't be oser. In that since robes to orim are usually planted before the omer is brought, the assumption will be that it's not chadash. But if we know for certain that it's chadash, you may not eat it in. And it's mashma, the Tosfos says it's noeg even with non-Jewish produce. So not only Jewish produce, but non-Jewish produce, and even in the Chutzlaritz. And therefore, one has to be makbid on Chadash, where they know for certain that it was planted after the Hakravas. Right, just a very important Tosfos. There's a lot of principles in it. Just wanted to get through them. All right, let's continue with the Gemara now. Right, so it says, Chutz min arla b'akilayim. Yibaylu, Rav Elazar, the kula palik or the chumra palik? So Rav Elazar, when he says, Afa chadash, he's saying the kula or the chumra. Right, haki kamar tanakama, Chutz min arla min akilayim, Tehilchas a gemirla, right, because we know that they have a lacha. Afa gav deikalameim arkovas akarkahi, despite the fact that they are tzuyot ba'aretz, nevertheless, Aval chadash, Ba'aretz in, b'chus la'aretz no. But b'chadash, we don't have such a Misorah, we don't have a lacha the most recent. Now you will only apply in Eretz Yisrael. Right? My time up, Moshav. La'achar Yerusha, v'yeshiva. Right, Mashma. Because it says, Moshav, when does it says that you will only bring the, whatever, you bring the Omer, or you only can't eat from Chadash after you have Moshav, Eretz of Moshvotechem, right, b'chol Moshvotechem, so that Moshvotechem will mean after Yerusha Yeshiva, after the 14 years of Kibush V'chiluk, after they divided the land, that's when it'll come into effect. Not b'chol Moshvotechem means anywhere you live, b'chol Moshvotechem means after you've conquered the land and you've settled in the land. It applies both in Eretz Yisrael and Chutz La'aretz. As opposed to the Tanakhama says, "Mechol Moshvotechem" means after Yerusha and Kibush V'chiluk, after Yeshiva Yerusha. Rabbi Elazar will say what? It means no. Mechol Moshvotechem means anywhere you live. Where does everywhere you live? Right? Ben Baretz, Ben Chutz La'aretz. Or maybe he is going to so the Tanakhama says Arla and Kilayim are exceptions to the rule because they're like almost Yishinai. But Koshin Chadash Dimoshav Kumakom Shatim Yishvim Mashma. And Chadash certainly is included in the exception to the rules because it says Mechol Moshvotechem, anywhere you live. And Rav Elazar is going to cool and saying no, that Chadash only applies in Eretz Yisrael. The Moshav Achai Yerusha Yeshiva Mashma. That what does Moshav mean? After you've conquered and settled the land, that's what it means. B'chol Moshvotechem. So my Af. Then why does Rav Elazar modify and say Af Chadash? So it's like Kamaisa. That's going back on the first half of the Mishnah. My mitzvot tuyot baretz. Af Chadash is like mitzvot tuyot baretz. Tashma. Who's the one who argues on Rabbi Elazar about Chadash? That is Rabbi Shmuel, the Tanya. But the Lamedcha Shukomakom Shneir Rabbi Moshav, we learn from anywhere it says the word Moshav. Einu Elul Achar Yerusha V'Yeshiva. Whenever it uses the term Moshav, it means after Yerusha V'Yeshiva, I mean after the 14 years of Kibush V'Chiluk. And then, excuse me, that's when you'll become chayav. This pasuk of Moshav that Rabbi Shmuel is quoting as the source or the key to this is in Parshat Nisachim, right? The Parshat Nisachim, which it says, right, that you only kitavu el eretz moshvotechem. Right? The Parshat Nisachim, it says, when you will come to the eretz moshvotechem, asitem yishel Hashem, then you're chayav in Nisachim. So what is it, moshvotechem in this case? So Rabbi Shmuel says moshvotechem means, right, when you have done kibush v'chiluk, that's when you become chayiv in the sachim. I'm going to read kibush. I read Shabbat. Shneimar bo moshvot. Right, by Shabbat it also says moshvot. Rashi says, what does it mean moshvot? It says motzvah yiru ish b'chol moshvotechem beyom haShabbat. That's what Rashi says. Pesuk says no. That's not the pesuk that they're quoting over here. It's rather it's quoting the word Shabbati Lashem b'chol moshvotechem in Parshat Emor. When it's talking about the Moadim, it says Shabbati Lashem b'chol moshvotechem. So over there, that's the Moshvotechem they're talking about. Either way, the whole goes, Ben Baretz, Ben Bachutz Laretz. Shabbos is knowing both Baretz and Chutz Laretz, even though it says B'chol Moshvotechem. Samalei, Shabbat, Kavachomer. Right, it'll be a Kavachomer, Atya. Ma mitzvot kalot, Nohogi, both Ben Baretz, Ben Bachutz Laretz. Shabbos, Chamira, Lo Kosher Gain. Right, that's... Right, of course, Shabbos is applies both to Chutz La'aretz and Eretz Yisrael. That's what the Rebbe Shmuel says. Because Shabbos is a very chamor din, and we know we have many more kalot that are chayav in Chutz La'aretz and in Eretz Yisrael and Chutz La'aretz. So those two Shabbos will apply in Eretz Yisrael and in Chutz La'aretz. So now, the fact that Abai says who's the Tana that argues on Rabbi Elazar is Rabbi Shmuel, right? If it's Rabbi Shmuel who says the definition of the word Moshav or B'chol Moshvotechem is what? After Kibush V'chiluk, after you sat on the land, that means where does Rabbi Elazar believe? And Moshvotechem means B'chol Makom Shaita Yoshev. So then we know Shema Mina, that Rabbi Elazar the Chumra Polik Shema Mina. By that, Rabbi Elazar must be arguing the Chumrah. Because what are the two options for saying, when it says by the Omer, Bechomosh Vuteichem, what are the two options of the definition of Bechomosh Vuteichem? One option is it means after Kibush Bechiluk, after you come into land conquered and settle and live there, or Bechomosh Vuteichem is anywhere you live. Now Abaye comes along and says, who argues on Rabbi Eliezer Bar Mishnah? That is Rabbi Yishmael. Oh, if Rabbi Yishmael argues on Rabbi Eliezer of the Mishnah, then what is Rabbi Yishmael's definition of Moshah? That's what Rabbi Yishmael says. He says, Bechomosh He says the word Moshavotechem or Moshav means after you come into the land, conquer the land, and settle in the land. If that's the case, right? Then Rabbi Eliezer must believe the Chol Moshavotechem means anywhere in Eretz Yisrael. So that's how we know from this. Now,
you see, the bright line says, you don't bring the Shikha Rabbi Eliezer.
No, because this is about something else. It's an argument about something else. We'll see in a second. I didn't explain it. Rashi explains it down here. I'm going to explain it in the next sugya, but this machlokas has almost nothing to do with the Rabbi Lezer, Rabbi Yishmael there are arguing with a totally different issue. Right? So this is
that Rabbi Yishmael
somehow defines most of the right, the way Abayu sets up the machlokas. Right, Niftei. Rabbi Yishmael, I hate Kikoi. What is Rabbi Yishmael talking about in that pasuk when he called Mechol Moshe Vatehem or Moshav? Kaya Nisachim. Right, that's the parsha of Nisachim. Bid Nisachim, in the parsha of Nisachim, it says, Bi'a'u Moshav. It doesn't just say, Mechol Moshe Vatehem. It says, Bayak Kitabohu. Right, it says in the parsha of Nisachim, it says, Kitabohu El Eretz Moshe Vatehem. Right, that's Bi'a'u Moshav. So he says, so in the word it says, no, Haki Kamar, Lamei, Shekol Makom Shemar, Bi'a'u Moshav. So that's what Rabbi Shmuel's statement is, that you need Bi'an Moshav in order to be defined as Yerusha and Yeshiva, right? And that's what Chadash is, what Rabbi Shmuel is coming to teach us, because also there's Bia by Chadash. But Chadash is also Bikitavoel Aretz and Bechol Eretz Moshe Vatehem. So Bia and Moshav also by Chadash. When it says Yachi Amarlo Rabbi Akiva, Har Shabbat Shneimar Bo Moshe Vot, where Rabbi Akiva says to Mait, Shabbos says either according to Rashi Lotz Virish Bechol Moshe Vatehem, or according to Tosfos Shabbos Yashem Bechol Moshe Vatehem. There, there's no Bia Taret. It's only Moshe Vot. So what's Rabbi Akiva's question, right? What's his question? Shabbos Kavachomer, and Rabbi Shmuel's answering is Shabbos is a Kavachomer. So he says, thanks, exactly. Rabbi Leish Shabbos Lo Imli, name Alei, Ano Bia Moshav Kamina. Right, so I said Bia Moshav. Where do you bring me a proof from just Moshav? So he says Chadav Od Kamalei. He gave him two answers. Chadav Ano Bia Moshav Kamina. Number one, Rabbi Kiva, not a good question because I required Moshav and Bia. That's not relevant by Shabbos because no Bia Taharis. But Od Kamar Taharis Shabbat. Hey, you said Shabbat. Never about Moshavot. Shabbat Kavachomer. So even if you want to learn it from Moshe Avot, like you're saying, nevertheless Shabbos is different because I have a Kav HaChomer that Shabbos should be chayav both in Chutz Laaretz and in Eretz Yisrael.
Back there. So we already dealt in the question. Well, we don't have an answer for Rabbi Eliezer's Kodalim.
No, if they're arguing, then which side of the position is Rabbi Shmuel taking? You're suggesting Rabbi Shmuel means Bechol Moshe Vatehem means anywhere? That's clear. Rabbi Shmuel doesn't say that. Shmuel clearly says Moshvotechem together with Bia means after Kibush V'chiluk. That means that Rabbi Lezer must be taking the other side of that position, and he must be defined Moshvotechem the other way. Okay. It's from Abaye's statement that they're arguing. It's not because of the way he learns it, but that Abaye says they argue. And Rabbi Shmuel clearly does not say B'chol Moshvotechem means anywhere. That's clear from Rabbi Shmuel. That's not Rabbi Shmuel's position, then Rabbi Lezer's position must be that. Okay. Right. So now, about my commitment to the gate, what are they arguing about? What's this machlokes between Rabbi Shmuel and Rabbi Kiva? They're arguing about whether they brought Nisachim in the Midbar. Rabbi Shmuel said, "Lo kirbu Nisachim b'Midbar," but they did not bring Nisachim, right, in the Midbar. As Rashi qualifies over here, they did bring them in carbonate tzibur. In carbonate tzibur, because we have, you know, like the Miluim and other things like that, right? So he says, the carbonate tzibur, they did bring them. Aval yichidim, lo nitzchavim Nisachim el mbiat aretz ve'elach, lachar yushav yeshiva. Yichidim, who bring a korban on a bamat tzibur, right, they are not chayavim Nisachim until they come into the land. Rabbi Shmuel sabar, lo kirbu Nisachim b'midbar. I'm sorry, Rabbi Kiva, sorry, kirbu Nisachim b'midbar. And Rabbi Kiva believes they did bring Nisachim in the Midbar, and therefore the reason that you are mentioning the Sakhim over here, or the Biyat Haaretz, has to do with a Bamat Yachid. Now, this is a Machlokas. I've actually explained this previously, and I'll explain it now, is that when they came into Eretz Yisrael, during the Kibush and the Chiluk, right, there was a period of time before the Mishkan was established in Shiloh. Right, during that period of time, what exactly was Mutaret for people to do? Right, that's a part of this Machlokas over here, that Rabbi Shmuel believes, right, that the... It says that when he says, right, that you are allowed to go anywhere, lachem to you in plural, is that bama hanukeget lekuchem akatuv medaber. Hilkach, akoi moshvotechem, lav koma koma shatam yisvi, mashma deimba metzibor lama koma echad. So that the belief of Rabbi Shmuel is that there was one central bama. Right, there was a Bamat HaTzibur, right? On that Bamat HaTzibur is what required Nisachim, and, right, that the, Yitzhanah, the 14 years that there were Kibush and Chiluk, on that Bamat HaTzibur, there was no requirement of Nisachim. But once they reached Shiloh, that was after Yerushalayim Yeshiva, then they became Chayav in Nisachim, right, and there was no more rejection of Nisachim from the Bamat HaTzibur. That's Rabbi Shmuel's opinion. But Bamat HaTzibur, that's where everybody has to bring. In the Midbar, individuals who brought on the Mishkan and the Midbar did not bring the Sakhim. When they came into Eretz Yisrael, they continued not to bring the Sakhim on that Bamat Tzibur until Kibush HaChiluk, until they got to Shiloh. That's the opinion. I assume it would continue. I don't know if that's the case. I assume that would continue. Mutarim in Bamat Yachid. Not only could you get in Bamat Tzibur, there's also you could bring a Bama wherever you want. Asher Nitzan Lachem means anywhere you can go, you want to put up a Bama. Rabbi Akiva believes in the Midbar, they didn't bring what? They brought the Sachim. Right? They brought the Sachim in the Midbar. But then, when you came to Eretz Yisrael, the qualification of when you can bring the Sachim has to do with the individual. Because the individual is bringing wherever he wants, and his Bamat Yachid, and then he doesn't what? He doesn't have to bring the Sachim on that Bamat Yachid. Bamat Tzibur, or the Mishkan, always require the Sachim. And what's the Kibush Mechilah? It means after the 14 years, when Bamot Yachid became a Suri, and the Yachidim had to bring on the Bamat Tzibur in Eretz Yisrael, that's when, what? That's when you have to start bringing the Sachim of the individual back on the Bamat Tzibur. So that's Machlokas between them over here. Again, Machlokas is two-faced. One is, what happened in the Midbar? And number two is, when they came to Eretz Yisrael, what was Mutarim? Right? So in the Midbar, again, in the Midbar, Rabbi Shmuel believes there were no Nisachim in the Midbar. Rashi qualifies and says, for the Yachidim, who brought on the Bamat Tzibur. And therefore, when we come to Eretz Yisrael, the qualification is the same thing. It only continues to be a Bamat Tzibur. And the question is about the individuals bringing the Sachim. They will not bring the Sachim when they come to Eretz Yisrael until Kibush V'Chiluk is done. Alright, that's Rabbi Yishmael's opinion. Rabbi Kiva says, no. In the Midbar, they brought the Sachim on the Mishkan. So what is when they come into the land, you don't bring in the Sachim until the 14 years are up? That's regards to a Bamat Yachid. Because when they came to Eretz Yisrael, they were Mutarim to have their own Bamot in your backyard, wherever you wanted to. You could put up a Bama. And those are not allowed to bring Nisachim. Right? But once Shiloh was established, right, then the Bamat Yachim became a Sur, and then the Akadim had to bring Nisachim, right, again, on the Bamat Tzibur when they were rejoined with the Bamat Tzibur. Okay, now continue. I'm Rabbi. Hana Tana Debai Mishmael, Mach with Meidach Tana Debai Mishmael. This Tana Rabbi Mishmael argues on another Tana Debai Mishmael. Why? The Tana Rabbi Mishmael will be Namru Vyot Vitorah, Stam, Upradachar Katu Ve'achad Mehem, since the Torah says Vyot in certain places, and then what? It doesn't mention it in other places. Where's the biot that's mefurat? That's by Melech. It says Kitavol Aretz Yishav. It says Vashim Alayim Melech. And when I come into the land, I'll put a pin. And that Upratachar Katu Ve'achad Mehem Lachar Yerushav Yishiva by Melech. What does it say? Kitavol Aretz Yishav Yishav Taba. The Amarta Vashim Alayim Melech. So that tells you Af Kol Achar Yerushav Yishiva. So to every biah is after Yerushav Yishiva. So with this kind of very small says, what's the qualification for after Yerushav Yishiva? Only the word biah. You don't need the word Moshvotechem. You just need the word biah. Biah. So what is the other Tana of Rabbi Shmuel says? You need both Moshav and biah to teach you. That means after, right? After Yerushav Chaluka, after Kibush V'Chiluk. Biah. Hashem Zava Melech Ubikurim Shnei Kadubim Kabaim Keachad. We say Melech and Bikurim. By Yerushav Bikurim, it says also by Yaki Tavo El Aretz. Right? And then it talks about that you were Shah and Yeshiva and the Parsha Tikkurim. So you have two psukim that are teaching you the same thing. They're not going to be Malamed. So what about the other Mandama who says that you do need Bia and Yerusha? Why don't you have that? So Idak Tricha, Dika, Darachmanim Melech, Belokata, Bikurim. Right? How do I mean a Bikurim to come into Hanela Alter? Right? What? Bikurim that you get Hana right away. Right? Those don't have a requirement of waiting for Kibush and Chiluk. Right, but Melech, which needs to have an established society that waits. Right, Ikatav Bikurim, had it just written Bikurim, Lokatav Melech, Avina Melech, the Darko Lechavesh, right, the altar. That a Melech, what's part of the job of the Melech is to conquer the land, so maybe the Melech will be applied right away. So Mar says, Vida, the other one believes, Nichto Rachman Melech, Lo Bayi Bikurim. If you just wrote Melech, I wouldn't have needed Bikurim, but Anamina, Ma Melech Lechavesh, Acha Yerush, Lechavesh Acha Yerusha, Vishiva Bikurim, Lokosh, okay? Certainly Bikurim. Obviously, this Mandamra doesn't hold that the reasoning of Hana right away is enough of a reason, and therefore the two pesukim are not required. If not required, they become shnei ketuvim abayim keechad. If they're shnei ketuvim abayim keechad, ein melamdim. So when it says, V'idach, ikat avhachi, hava mina, midat hava chala. Had it written like this, I would have thought that Bikurim should be like chala. Right? Which chala, which became chayav right away, because it says over there, bivachem. Right? And that is, that it's not like chala. So that's why I had to write the additional one. So now, Gemara says, V'hashta damar chovat aguf nohagat, ben beretz Yisrael, ben b'chutz laretz. Now that you think that chovat aguf is nohagat beretz Yisrael, moshav tekhtiv rachmana gavet Shabbos, lomali. What about the chomosh v'techem that's written by Shabbos? What are we going to do with that? It's your tzaka, that means the whole v'nyana demo adot k'tiva, since it's written with modat, tibai kiddush. Kimo'adot, right, that it will require kiddush, the mo'adot. Like, just like the mo'adot require kiddush ha'chodesh ha'yidei beis din, right, so too Shabbos will require kiddush ha'yidei beis din. But no, it says b'chol, right, b'chol moshe v'techem, means anywhere you are, wherever you are, you have to keep the Shabbos. Kamash malon. What?
The
days you have to declare that Shabbos is kadosh. You have to declare that this is the first, to a counting of the days of the week, so you get to the seventh day of the week. Some way that the beis din is mekadosh ha'chodesh, and that creates the kiddush ha'yomtov, so over here. So Mar says, Moshav Dichtiv Rachman Agave Chelev Adam Lamali. So right now we have a Moshav Dichtiv by Chelev Adam, and those are Chovta Guf. What do you need that for? It's Shrikla Saka, that's my whole opinion of Karbanot TV. I thought because they're written in the Parsha of Karbanot, this Matik or Karban Nitzar. Right? Only when there's a base of Mikdash in their Karbanot, then we'll say that Chelev Adam are Asur. Chelev Adam is man, the electric Karban Lot. It would say no, Kamashman, Bechom Moshav Dichtiv teaches you anywhere, right? Anytime, anywhere. Moshav Dichtiv Rachman Agave Matomor or Lamali. By Matomor, what I need mechomash v'techem. It's yitzachah that kamina holu v'kotub al matzah samrim yochlu. It says al matzah samrim yochlu, which means what? With the karban pesach. This might think of pesach in. Sounds like a pesach low. Without a pesach, you won't have a feel of matzot. Kamash v'lon, via kamash v'lon, that mechomash v'techem means what? Mechomash v'techem, you have to eat matzah anytime. Matzah mar applies even when there is, or matzah implies even when there is no korban a pesach. Via the kibur managabit filin upetra. Again, we saw it's spelling Petra Kamara Kobota Gul, and nevertheless they say also via by them. How we violate the Tana Rabbi Shmuel? Asen mitzvah zu, shibishvila tikanes laretz. You do these mitzvot, because they will help you get back to the land, or come into the land, those that fill in, and petach amar. Mishmah magam andamar moshav kol mokom shatem yoshvim mashma. That makes sense, according to the one who says moshav means kol mokom shatem yoshvim. Haine yechtiv, that's why it says in Yoshua, v'yechud m'avu haaretz v'macha de Pesach. That's why they only ate from the land after v'macha de Pesach. Why? Because that means that Chadash applied as soon as they came into Eretz Yisrael. If they came into Eretz Yisrael, then they couldn't eat from the new produce where they found in Eretz Yisrael that they planted in Eretz Yisrael until after the Omer. So they started eating the Omer, or the produce, the day after Pesach, which is the Omer. Before then they didn't chol. Alma, Akirva, Omer. Bring the Omer and then you can eat. The one who says B'chomos V'techem means after Kibush V'chilek, after the 14 years. That means they weren't chayav in Chadash until after the 14 years. Right? Nichol the altar. Why couldn't they eat as soon as they walked into their soul? Why do they have to wait in Yom Pesach? So it says, they didn't need to eat. The Yitzib of Neisho Chutaman Arba'im Shemana Adbo'am El Eretz Noshavet. Adbo'am El Eretz Noshavet Adzaman Achlu Adbo'am El Ketzei Eretz Kanan. You have a stira between Eretz Noshavet and Ketzei Eretz Kanan. Yivshlamar Adbo'am El Eretz Noshavet Shbarnemar El Ketzei Eretz Kanan. Yivshlamar Eretz Kanan Shbarnemar Adbo'am El Eretz Noshavet. HaKetzad. So how does this work? B'shiv l'adar mit Moshe, pasak man l'ireid, v'amistak min man sh'b'kleim ad shisha sarben nisan. That what? That the man stopped falling when Moshe died on the 7th of Adar, and they had enough man that lasted for them from that point forward until the 16th of Nisan. So they ran out of man. So that's why they had to start eating from the prosel line. Nothing to do with the Omer, but had to do with the man lasted. The man lasted them until the 16th of Nisan. And how is that? Because that's tira of Tzei Eretz Kanan and Eretz Moshavet. Rashi and Tosfos argue here which part is, what is Eretz Moshavet and which is Tzei Eretz Kanan. Right? Is Tzei Eretz Kanan mean the other side of the Gvul Kanan? Means that's the whole Eretz Kanan. And Eretz Moshavot, the Yishuv, is by the Chutzlaretz in the Eber Yardin. Rashi learns the other way. Tzei Eretz Kanan is Gvul Eretz Kanan, means you're outside of Eretz Yisrael. And Eretz Moshavet is the settling of the land of Israel. Either way, it sounds like they ate man when they were in Eretz Yisrael. What's the solution? The man stopped falling when they were in Eber Yardin, but they had enough man that lasted them until 30 days into the 16th of Nisan.